You, can I confirm then you have put your hand up to run for State Parliament for the seat of Traeger, is that correct?
Yes, that's right, mate.
And can I ask why you've done that?
I think I just can bring something to the table. I'm currently deputy mayor for Mornington, and I've seen how the system works at a local level. I think it's time for me to try out that state and what I can bring to the table there.
Right. Well, and what do you think you can bring to the table?
I think this experience around this delivery system and the relationship I feel I can bring, I could help build between state and local government.
Mm-hmm.
That's such an important relationship at a local level. And I feel like, that's probably the next... I just feel like that position is a good place to build that relationship so we can get change on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think you need somebody very strong who can stand up and tell the issues like they are, but bring to the table some solutions around that,
mm-hmm.
and be strategic around it as well.
What are those issues that you're talking about that you want to bring to the table?
Oh, mate, look, there's so many. I think if I was to use my community as an example, and, you know, we're probably one of the most remote communities in our region.
Mm-hmm.
We're an Indigenous community. But I feel like our issues are not solely Indigenous, you know, and I feel like if we had a regional backing, maybe we can get some movement for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think that a role as a state member is the place to do that, is the person to do that. It's a very important job, I see, and I think it's one that, I think... we need to have a look at, really.
Yeah, and you realise, I mean, obviously you understand that Traeger is quite a massive seat. Yeah, that would involve a lot of travel around the area. Would you be up for that?
Yeah, and look, I've had this talk with my family, you know, to be logical and around it and practical, I'll probably have to move to, like, Manisa.
Mm-hmm.
That's our big city for our region, you know, it is the central hub of our big region. We've had a talk about that and what that can mean
if I
was elected, yeah.
And tell us a little bit about your background, Dan. Were you originally from Mornington Island?
Yeah, my girl, my mother's from there. My dad's a Brisbane boy, though. He's a Brisbane boy.
A Brisbane boy, right, yeah.
Yeah, so I was very fortunate to grow up backwards mm-hmm. and forwards, but Manisa was sort of... The town in the middle that we always
mm-hmm.
Had to go through. So I grew up formative in Isa, backwards and forwards.
Sorry, did you grow up in Mount Isa or did you grow up in Mornington, did you say? Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Yeah. Look, I was just saying I was just backwards and forwards.
Oh, okay. Right up.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been on the council at Mornington Shire?
This is my first term.
Okay.
Elected the last election.
Mm-hmm. And you topped the poll, obviously, so you obviously must be doing something well. You're obviously well-known in the local community.
Yeah. I've got a great local community. Mm-hmm. The golf, you know, that was my home base. So I've got a lot of family, friends and colleagues
mm-hmm.
All around, mainly the golf and Manisa.
And what did you do before you went to council? What was your role? Did you have a job?
Yep, and I worked as a social emotional wellbeing officer with mm-hmm. Northwest Remote Health.
Oh, okay.
We worked with Prime Minister and Cabinet as a community engagement officer.
Right.
And then I went to Save the Children as a community engagement officer again.
Okay.
And I guess for me it was looking around at all the services and how everything worked in community really opened my eyes to the system and, of course, all the issues that came into play.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was just a natural transgression for me to go from, working in the field that I did and into local government. I still held a full-time job
mm-hmm.
Working with my community.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Can I ask what that is? What do you mean, working with the community?
When I worked with an NGO.
Oh, like an NGO, right up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Children I work for.
Yep, fair enough.
These last couple of months I've just been on council. But again, this next step, putting my hand up for state election is the next role for me, I think.
Mm-hmm. And what's the feedback you've been getting from people since you've sort of made your announcement?
Oh, it's been positive. I attended recently the Local Government of Queensland conference in Glaston,
mm-hmm.
and we held our Indigenous Leaders Forum there. So all the Indigenous leaders of Queensland came together, and I met my management there.
Oh, right.
Our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
That was very positive,
because
a lot of them. I'm known in that circle.
Yep.
When I made the announcement to my family and friends, it's awesome, positive, and my colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And if you were to sort of, what would you say to people as to give them a good reason for why they should vote for you as opposed to any of the other candidates that are out there?
Yeah. I guess that's the big question, because I guess perhaps in the Gulf no one would really know me until I get really out there.
But you must have something. You wouldn't have stood unless you felt that you had something, some unique selling point, something that you believe that you personally have to offer that no one else in the field has.
Yeah. Look, I bring with me passion and motivation, and I am such a quick learner. I've learned the system at local government. To make change in my community.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I bring to the table, when people look at me, they say, why would they want to vote? Now, I would say that I think they need, I'm new blood, I'm a new fresh eyes. I feel like I work outside the box. I am... all of that fairness and equality, I have to be to make change in my community because even though I am Indigenous, like I said, my issues are not solely Indigenous.
Yep.
And in order for me to make change for my people, it has to be all inclusive.
Exactly.
And people, I think, recognise that, especially in my work and my ethics that I bring to the table.
Yep.
I would say to take a chance on me. Give me a shot at this because I have always been people wrong. I have, rise to the challenge every time I am given that opportunity.
Right.
And I'd love to do that for a greater reason.
Okay. Yeah. There are all the questions I had. Do you have anything else, any other messages you want to get out there at this point in time?
I guess it's early days, hey, sort of still finding their feet and checking out all the candidates, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet is it Danielle Slade?
Yes.
Robbie Catter comes up to Mornington, so I had a chance to meet him.
Yep.
I think it's early days, but I would say that you will be hearing from me. Because it's time to get myself out there and I guess get people to know me as well. But the more they do, I feel like
Yeah, no.